这个图片是1934年电通影业拍的一部电影叫陶丽杰的啊，两个主演。
This picture shows the two main actors of the 1954 film Torrijos produced by Telefilm Studios.
这个男的叫袁木之。
This guy is named Yuen Mujus.
袁木之是谁啊？
Who is Yuen Mujai?
袁木之就是《马路天使》的导演。
Yuen Mujai is the director of Angel on the Road.
《马路天使》里边就出现了赵丹和周旋。
The confrontation between Zhao Dan and Zhu took place in the middle of the road.
特别是周旋那首歌。
Especially the song Wandering.
春季到来。
Spring has come.
绿满窗，大姑娘窗下绣鸳鸯。
Rain fills a window, the young lady's window, embroidering Mandarin ducks.
就那首歌就从这儿来的啊。
That's where the song came from.
他旁边的另外一位主演叫陈波儿。
The other main actor next to him is called Chen Bo.
前段时间有一部电影管虎拍的叫《八百》。
A movie called The 800 was recently filmed by the company Tianjin Film Studio.
大家可能都知道，是上海的四行仓库保卫战。
Everyone probably knows the Battle of the Four Cannons in Shanghai.
1938年，我们就拍过一部电影。
In 1938, we filmed a movie.
就叫《八百壮士》。
Let's call it 800 Brave Soldiers. Well.
就是由袁木之和陈波儿主演的，这俩人又合演过。
This is a movie starring Yuen Mujai and Chen Bo, and they have also collaborated before.
哎。
Oh.
这俩人后来是成了夫妻。
They later became husband and wife.
当时为什么没结为夫妻呢
？Why didn't they get married then?
因为陈波儿已婚。
Because Chen Bo is married.
1937年发生了四行仓库保卫战。
In 1937, the Battle of the Four Cannons took place.
电影人撤到武汉去了。
The filmmakers have moved to Wuhan.
他们在武汉汉口的摄影厂拍了《八百壮士》，那部电影。
They filmed the movie 800 Martyrs in Wuhan Hankou.
后来被台湾复刻重拍，演。
Later, it was remade and reshot in Taiwan.
陈波儿演的这个角色的是林青霞，啊。
The role played by Chen Ball is actually Lin Kingser.
陈波儿就演了一个在租界的童子军，杨慧敏，
Chen Bo played a young girl named Yang Huimin in the play The Girl Scouts of the Renton.
四行仓库没有国旗。
There are no flags in the 40 warehouse.
需要从租界送个国旗。
Need to send the national flag from the concession.
杨慧敏游了苏州河过去，送给他们国旗。
Ang Huimin went to Suzhou River to deliver the flag to them.
而袁木之演这个角色就是谢金元团长，啊。
And the character Yuen Mujai's eye is actually Captain Zai Jinyuan.
其实是谢金元团副这样。
Actually, he is the deputy commander of the team.
很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
1938年拍这个戏的时候呢。
In 1958, when this play was filmed,
还是默片。这部电影能看到，片长也就才60分钟。
This movie is a silent film, and it only lasts about 60 minutes in the theater.
袁木之在这部电影里演的谢晋元，演的特别好，好在哪儿呢？
Where does Yuen Mujai excel in the role of Zai Jinyuan in this movie?
因为当时的编剧是谁啊？
Who was the screenwriter at the time?
杨汉生。 杨寒生
Yang Hansheng, Yang Han
后来是总理办公室主任
Later, he became the director of the Prime Minister's office
也是左翼著名的啊左翼文艺战士啊
He was also a famous left-wing literary warrior
杨寒生是编剧
Yang Hansheng is a screenwriter
他编的时候就编到了国民党的谢晋元谢团副在四行仓库守卫的时候
When he was writing, he included the fact that Zai Jinyuan, the head of the Zai group, was guarding the four warehouses when the National Party attacked.
有一些消沉的情绪
There are some feelings of depression.
为什么呢
Why?
因为谢晋元是临时被提拔成一个团参谋一样的副团级
Because Zai Jinyuan was temporarily promoted to a deputy company commander
让他顶雷的人家都跑了
Let those who were being struck by lightning run away
让他在这率领了一个营在这守着的
Let him lead a company here to guard
所以他其实有一点点被牺牲掉的那个意思。
So, he actually means that he has sacrificed a little bit.
有点消沉情绪。
A bit of a gloomy mood.
而袁牧之整个拍完了以后
After Yuan Mu completed the entire shoot,
他就觉得没意思。
He thought it was pointless.
拍这种东西没意思。
It's pointless to take pictures of this.
拍什么才有意思呢?
What is worth taking pictures of?
拍纪录片有意思。
Making documentaries is interesting.
到哪儿拍?
Where to?
拍纪录片有意思呢?到八路军那儿拍纪录片。
Filming a documentary about the 8th Army.
所以袁牧之就决定北上到山西。到延安。
Therefore, Yuan Mutai decided to go north to Shaanxi and then to Yan'an.
那么袁牧之走的时候
So when Yuan Mujai left,
周恩来就说你采购一些胶片摄像机。
Yuan Lai said that you should purchase some film cameras.
那摄像机也不好买啊。
That camera is also not good to buy.
哎、
oh,
当时有个大师伊文斯
At that time, there was a master named Ives
哎、
oh,
荷兰的纪录片
Dutch documentary
大师伊文斯带着自己的摄像机要来中国拍的呢
Master Ives is coming to China to film with his camera
就转赠给了他们转赠的时候
When they transferred it
谁去拿的呢
Who took it?
是袁牧之的摄影师吴应贤
It was the photographer Wu Yingxian of Yuan Mujai
然后两个人就结伴到了延安这边来
Then the two of them came to Yan'an together
他们在延安拍了著名的延安与八路军这部纪录片拍完了以后
After they finished filming the famous documentary Yan'an and the 8th Route Army in Yan'an,
延安没有条件洗印。
Yan'an does not have the conditions for printing.
于是袁牧之秘密地携带这些胶片到苏联去洗印。
Then Yuan Mujai secretly brought these films to the Soviet Union for development.
那个时候毛主席啊朱德啊拍了好多啊、哦、
At that time, Chairman Mao and Zhu De took many photos.
但是在苏联洗印完了以后
After the printing was finished in the Soviet Union,
碰上了莫斯科保卫战
Encountered the Battle of Moscow.
于是苏联电影制片厂就迁移在迁移的途中
So the Soviet film studio was relocated.
这个胶片就丢失掉了。
This film is lost.
建国以后，我们国家反复的请求。
Since the founding of our country, we have repeatedly requested.
苏联方面好好寻找。
The Soviet side should look for it carefully.
也没找到。
I couldn't find it.
有人说是前段时间，关于中国解放的一个纪录片里。
Some say it's about a documentary from a while ago about the liberation of China.
用到了一些素材。
Used some materials.
有可能是。后来在延安剩下的很少的一点胶片的边角料被延安。
It could be that some leftover film scraps from Yan'an were left behind by the Yan'an.
他们又后来拍了，你像《出席七大》呀，《南泥湾》啊。
They also filmed you attending the Seven Great Lakes and Nanhu Bay.
袁牧之后来就滞留在苏联。
After Yuen Long, he remained in the Soviet Union.
苏联在打仗。
The Soviet Union is at war.
哎，四五年之后。
Four or five years later.
法西斯投降了，我党迅速地派一群干部到东北去抢占东北。
The fascists betrayed us, and our party quickly dispatched a group of carters to seize northeast China.
这个时候。
At this time.
袁牧之在苏联就接到了赶快回国的命令。
Yuen Muzhai received an order to return to China quickly from the Soviet Union.
他就紧急直奔东北，接收伪满映。
He immediately rushed to northeast to receive the Japanese Manchukuo.
收到了以后
，After receiving it，
一开始根本没法拍片子。
At the beginning, it was completely impossible to shoot.
因为什么呢
？Why?
很快这个地方就被国民党要来占了。
Soon, this place was occupied by the nationalists.
于是他们带着这些设备又跑到兴山去啊。
So they took these devices and went back to Xingshan.
东躲西藏。
Hide and seek.
可能到了两三年之后。
Maybe in two or three years.
在4-8年才有可能拍片子。
It may take 4-8 years to make a movie.
而在袁牧之回国之前
，Before Yuen Mu returned to his homeland,
延安派出的接管满映的就有陈波儿。
Chen Baer, who was sent by Yan'an, took over the full-fledged operation.
因为陈波儿当时就跟延安提出来。
Because Chen Baer had already mentioned it to Yan'an at that time.
要建一个延安电影制片厂，也同意了。
Also, the construction of the Yan'an film studio was agreed upon.
让他筹建。
Let him build it.
但还没筹建的时候
，But before the construction was completed，
让他紧急去接管满映。
Let him rush to take care of Manying。
就在他在接管满映的时候
，When he took over the purchase of the film，
袁牧之来了。
Yuen Muzhai is coming。
袁牧之来了。
Yuen Muzhai is coming。
不久。
Soon。
袁牧之就做了这个原来叫东北电影制片厂。
Yuen Muzhai established this originally called the Northeast Film Studio.
现在后来叫长春电影制片厂的厂长。陈波儿是艺委会主任。
Now, the director of the Changshan Film Studio, Chen Bo, is the director of the committee.
一对。
A pair of.
银幕情侣吧。
Silver screen couples.
终于再次相见。
Finally meet again.
陈波儿那个时候呢
？Chen Boer at that time.
跟他的前夫已经离婚了。
He has already divorced his ex-wife.
哎。
Oh.
所以两个人终于结婚了。
So the two people finally got married.
袁牧之就做了我们中华人民共和国第一任国家电影局局长。
Yuen Muzhai became the first director of the National Film Bureau of the People's Republic of China.
但是很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
1951年,
1951,
陈伯尔在上海猝然心脏病离世,
Chen Bar suddenly died of a heart attack in Shanghai.
而袁牧之作为首任电影局局长,
And Yuan Mushai as the first director of the Film Bureau.
又经历了批判武训传运动,
Experience the criticism of Wuzhan again.
你们都知道,
Who all know that?
1950年有一部赵丹,
In 1950, it was a book by Zhao Dan.
他们演的孙宇导演的一部大片叫《武训传》,
They are performing a large-scale film directed by Sun Yu, titled The Life of Lu Xun.
毛主席亲自写这个《人民日报》社论，批评这部电影。
Mao Zedong personally wrote this People's Daily Commentary criticizing this film.
让共产党员都要来参加这个大批判。
All communists should participate in this critique.
这是新中国几次文化批判运动的第一次。
This is the first time in China that there has been a cultural criticism movement.
而袁牧之是电影局局长。 袁牧之支持了这部电影。
And Yuan Mushai, the director of the Film Bureau, supported this film.
但有意思，下眼不支持。
However, the lower eyelid does not support.
但下眼后来也写检讨了。
But later, they also wrote an apology.
那么袁牧之因为这个呢，也受到批判。
So, Yuan Mushai also received criticism for this.
加上陈伯儿他的爱妻的突然离世,
In addition to Chen Boer's sudden passing of his wife,
导致袁牧之呢很受打击,
This caused a great blow to the original.
所以袁牧之其实在1952年呢就去休养了两年。
So, originally, Mr. Yu went to rest for 2 years in 1952.
回来以后，他就不是局长了。After
that, he was no longer the director.
更重要的是，More
importantly,
从此以后，From
now on,
他就离开了电影界。袁牧之号称千面戏剧家。He
left the film industry.
他自己专门写过化妆术的这样的专著，真是演什么像什么的。He
wrote a book on makeup techniques himself, which is really amazing.
一个杰出的演员。An
outstanding actor.
一共导了2部电影。2
movies were directed.
但这2部电影不得了。But
these 2 movies are amazing.
在中国电影史上。
In the history of Chinese cinema,
那个西方的电影史学家说,
a Western film historian said,
原来早在30年代,
as early as the 1930s,
中国就有了新现实主义,
China has a new realism.
你们比意大利新现实主义早了10几年。
You were 10 years ahead of the Italian neorealism.
最后的10几年,
The last few years,
袁牧之写了一个儿童科幻片,
Yuan Mushai wrote a children's science fiction.
后来也找到一些人,
Later, I also found some people.
说是不是可以拍啊, 等等,
Can we film? And other questions.
但是有些人觉得这个完全不适合拍。
However, some people think that this is completely unsuitable for filming.
这是他最后十几年跟电影没有断的一个藕断丝连的一点事儿。
This is the last thing he has been involved in with movies in the last 10 years.
电影史里边有一个重要的概念叫人民电影。
In the history of cinema, there is an important concept called people's film.
而人民电影的这个概念是袁牧之提出的。
The concept of people's film was proposed by Yuen Mengzhai.
但也很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
就到1954年。
In 1954,
袁牧之不做电影局局长以后。
After Yuen Mengzhai no longer serves as the director of the Film Bureau,
这个概念就没有再使用。
This concept has not been used again.
有一些史学家认为，建国后十七年。
Some historians believe that in the 17 years after the founding of the People's Republic of China,
也就是1949到1966年。
That is from 1949 to 1966.
这十七年的电影都应该称为人民电影时期，啊。
These 17 years of films should be called the People's Film Era.
但是这个概念我们追溯一下吧。
However, if we trace back this concept,
袁牧之提出来的。
It was proposed by Yuen Mengzhai.
袁牧之时期使用的，1954年不再使用。
In the original period, the 1954 was no longer used.
但这背后除了袁牧之个人的臣服之外
，Of course, this is not only due to the personal downfall of Yuen Mu, but also
还有更深层的原因。
There are deeper reasons.